discuss one more time the issue of Kavana from a different perspective. You mentioned briefly when we quoted from our Sternberg, Shalita, author of Moadim Uzmanim, the possibility of Kavana al Asnai. I mentioned to you briefly that my Rebbe was not fond of this Indian of Kavana al Tanai, and he thought that perhaps it wouldn't work based on the Gemara Masechta Ketubos of Ayin Dalim and Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Milsa the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tanai. That what does not work, whatever you cannot do through shlichus, as in B'nai Gadol, B'nai Ruvain, whether it was done through shlichus, through Moshe, through Yeshua, etc. Whatever cannot be done through shlichus cannot be done through tanai either. And the question becomes, well, what is it in fact the scoop on a mitzvah done al tanai? So the one early source that I could find for mitzvah al tanai is a Mogen Avraham. So I want to discuss this with his opinion with you for a few minutes. I think it's important not only for our union of Kiddush, but obviously the union Klali, the mitzvahs in general. We're trying to focus on the Klalim as much as we possibly can. In Hilchos Sfiras Omer, I know that's a long way off. The truth is that Hilchos Sfiras Omer is found in Rishonim, in the back of Masechta Pesachim. You'll see it in the Rosh, in the Rif, at the very end of Masechta Pesachim. They talk about because it's after Pesach. And we have a fascinating din in Shulchan Aruch, pretty amazing din. Siman Tov Pei Tes. Siv Gimel. Hamispalem Atzimim Bojo. The minyan is davening early. Mone Moran below Brocha. You count them without a Brocha. Vim Yiska Balala Yavarach Vyispar. If you remember at night, you make a Brocha on Svira. Very strange. Very strange. How in the world does this work? Says the Magen Avraham, Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, Pesach Machabal, she tells us, Simon Samach, Siv Dalet. Then can you have a believer? Catch these little words of the Magen Avraham. Simon Tov Pei Tes, Siv Katan, Zayin. Im Eskor Balayla, Ein Ani Mechaven, Lotzeis B'Svira Zu. If I remember tonight, then I have no intention to fulfill the mitzvah with this sphere. This is the source, to my knowledge. I don't know an earlier source for what we call a mitzvah al hatnai. Okay, but it's an early. Mogen Avraham is a fairly early source. Yes.
I don't understand exactly what he's saying that it's hatnai. How's he doing it al hatnai?
I read you again. The word im means by definition the tanai. Im means if. If this. Right? Im eskor balayla. If I remember to count after dark when I'm supposed to count. Ein ani mechavein latzeis b'sfira zu. I do not have intention to fulfill the mitzvah with the sphere that I'm doing right now when it's still daytime, before it got dark. So therefore, since I did not have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah now, I can fulfill the mitzvah with the bracha. I went focusing on what I just said. Amazing. My Rebbe didn't like it, but here it is. Seems to be a mitzvah al hatanai. Okay? So, what can I do? Can't argue the Magen Avraham, can you, right? He's a kadman. The Magen Avraham is a very early farash of the Shulchan Aruch, and his words are to be taken very, very seriously. We have a case of a mitzvah al hatanai. Everyone understand what I'm saying? Any questions? I know it's a little bit out of context, it's serious, but it's the same principle. Yes, sir.
Could we really compare this to other things? Because in this case, you're not using the bracha in the first step, but you're saying it later on. So I don't know how much the bracha is ma'akeh within the actual sefer.
Very good, very good. Excellent. It's true. Here he's not making a bracha by day. So Shlomo's suggesting when you're not making a bracha, you can be a knacker and make it all out tonight. Well, if you make a bracha, I can make it all out tonight, and it's no good. It's a bracha levatol. That's what you're asking. It's a good question. Good question. But what do we discuss? We're discussing a guy's davening Ma'ariv, and he's making a condition. Will he or will he not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, it depends who's right. The Chasam Sofer, the Magen Avraham. There's no bracha levatala problem. He's davening Marav anyway. Except he's davening Shacharis. Yes, sir?
We said previously that the
Syria
case is a future tonight.
Right. This is better. Do you
disagree with both tonight?
No, this is worse. In other words, our case is better.
Yeah, so
Kavach Homer. If the Magen Avraham says you can make a, you can make it. Oh, what a great line. If the Magen Avraham says you can do a mitzvah, that's not. Even a future tonight, will I remember, will I forget? Count tonight after dark. Kal v'chomer, he should agree that a tonight should work for what? A past tense tonight. What is past tense tonight? Well, is Rabbi Magen Avraham right? Or is Rabbi Akiva Vega right? This is already a long story. Who's right in the halacha? Excellent, Rabbi. Excellent. There's one other place. Yes?
I don't know how we relate to this, but since, at the end of the day, this. What the Magen Avraham says, the Rishonim who say and the Rishonim who
I deny it.
So, is that something that one can make a deny on? This Rishon's right, or do we both say they're Eilu Ve'Eilu
is in the theory of practice. One of them is right. And we're supposed to follow that one. We just don't know who it is. So, therefore, the deny, I think, can work. I mean, Rav Sternberg said it should work. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He knows about these things. Yes?
Why is it a big Yechidish to have a Tanayim or something that works on the future?
I'll tell you why right now. The reason we gave why you can't do a mitzvah tonight is because it's derived from B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven. B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven, when they made it tonight, right? Im Tavru If, Yavru If, they will go over the course of Yaradin and they'll fight. Then they're entitled to have if they won't, then not. Okay, that's a future event. It hasn't happened yet. So if it's like B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven, it requires the laws derived from B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven, whatever they happen to be. Who knows by heart? Maybe from the previous receptors, maybe like Kiddushin or Gittin or the Dorit, who knows what. We have some, quite a few laws derived from B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven. Anyone know any of them? Yes? Tzankofel is one. Three. We're not having to be discussing the Shliach story right now. There's an interesting discussion in the Mishnah of the Melech. Ish's Perek Vav, all about the Tanoim of Kiddushin. Whether these requirements exist only in future-oriented Tanoim, such as Negod and Neirubin, or they even extend to past-oriented Tanoim. Maybe not. Past-oriented Tanoim may be able to work even without all these requirements. Why? Somebody ever used to explain, it's like a din of toast. It's in the past, it's more comfortable to do a toast. The future can't be a mistake. It hasn't happened yet. Can't make a mistake in the future. You can have a prediction. You can buy a stock and it may go up, may go down. But that's not really quite a toast. So you can't really say it's a full toast if it's a future-oriented event. Okay. But if it's past oriented, that's not going to all the problems. You can look it up there, the Ramban and Mesef, the Kamas Mesef, the Beit, the Abchav. So you say something very similar. Now, Bosai, in your life, who would ever count the Sphere early and make Tanai? No, we don't do this. In the old years, Balabatan Davin early, I went right ahead. Oh, no. Today! If you dive in an early minion on Friday night, in most shuls, they don't count Sphere at all. Right? The president announces when you get home, and it gets dark, say Sphere, right? Is that what happens?
I think it happened in Chicago.
Yeah. 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 Count it out tonight. Which shul? Such a big sadhik. He's afraid people are going to forget. Wow. Not Yeshivish. Sadiq, he doesn't go for the Shemesh himself. He followed the Shulchan Aruch. Wow! Where else?
Well, not tonight, but they do pretty early at my shul. Like, they do before, I'm pretty sure it's before Shkia. I mean,
before Shkia, they count? That's not people love. You know why? I'll tell you why. There's one minority view, the Chok Yaakov, that says you can count from Plaga Minchan on. Maybe they're afraid that people won't do it later on. They'd rather rely on this minority view. Alright, I'm not here to fault any rabbis. All the rabbis, I'm here to call up the league. We just read it. Last Shabbos, kind of Chomer, Rabbanim Kulam Tzadik. At least I would hope so. Yeah.
No, I've seen it done also. They
really?
The announcement that you should do it all tonight.
Yeah. Okay. 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 I can sign up with this. Okay. Good. Good. Okay. Good. Excellent. So that's how you roll the mind of it. But no one here ever did it. Okay. Fine. Did anyone ever do another mitzvah where it was some kind of future-oriented thing, which I may have briefly mentioned yesterday? Very.
Well, Havdalah, I try to bring a tongue. So I try to have thoughts bring a tongue.
Yeah.
In case I forget and I eat, so I use that one in shul.
Oh, you're a real wise guy. Or a cowboy. Is there? He has got a Havdalah in shul. And it's the following condition. If I remember later on, this is nothing. But if I forget later on, I want to fulfill my Havdalah in shul. Wow. I'm a cowboy. I've been scared for a long time. Okay. I'm okay. We'll see what happens. Okay, we'll see what happens. Yes?
Kriyashma.
That's what I was looking for. Kriyashma. We even mentioned it very briefly. It's accepted in the world that Kriyashma you make al atna. What does that mean? A full Mishnah Berurah in all volumes? No, that's what I'm having. I'm not going to be for the Mishnah Berurah, but okay. We should get one of those. We used to have those from in the old years. It just disappeared on me. Okay. Old fashioned show. I don't know what I'm wrong. The very end of Siman Mem Vav. I read you what it says in the Ramah. Mem Vav Siftes. V'tov loma b'shachris akashma Yisrael Baruch Shem ki lif'amim shohin im kriyas shema l'krosa shelo b'zmana v'yotzei b'zeh. Tur. You don't know if they're going to make it or not make it. When's my kriyas written now? I didn't look it, on the new sign. I didn't look it up. The new sign you walk in, a big sign.
9:38.
Good, 9:38. So this Shabbos, you got a shul on Shabbos. Who davens in a shul that starts at 9? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right. So you daven at 9, and the soul of is 9:38. You make it or not make it?
Probably.
Depends on how fast they get started, who the chazan is, what nigga he sings for kill them. This is very iffy. Yeah, it's iffy, iffy, iffy. Now you come at 9:05 to Shema Yisrael. What do you have in mind? So the people think, I have it tonight. That's before Shema Ramah, right? I've always resisted this. There's no such Ramah. Ramah never said it's tonight. There's no word tonight is not found. I'll go further than that. The Mogan Avram, who's the so-called Bala tonight, right? What does it say over here? I read you the words of the Magen Avraham. It's Siman Memvav, Sivkotin Tezayin, Pirish. Mishim Delef Amim Shoan Atzibur Lechein Yorba Becholpa. You always should say Shema Yisrael, what we call the Karbonis, right? Before Baruch Shema. Ach lo yechavein lotzes. But every day when you say when you daven at 6:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning, you don't have a mind to be yotze. Elohim came Shabbos morning. Yore Shatzibur Yavruzman Kriyashma. Abul Kshalo Yavruz Mutalot says that Kriyashma in Matzibur will take gross of Kedina Bibir Hosea. Lismok Gulu Tfila, the whole story. Very nice. Do you see the word Tanaya? Who heard the word Tanaya? The word Im ain't here. Hello, Dover. The Mogan Avraham himself. Who's the Bala Tanai? He's the one who created it. In Tav Pei Tes, what happened over here in Siman Mem Vav? The Olam assumes it means the Tanai. But the Maharam, I was looking for the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know what he says. The Maharam never said the word Tanai. I deny it. He doesn't, it's not a Tanai. How can I deny it? He's a Beferish in Maharam Avraham, then he says it is a Tanai. In Siman Tav Pei Tes. My high. What's going on over here? So, yes.
I'm not quite sure why, but maybe it would be preferable to be Yotzei the Vadaos with the first opportunity to say Kriyat Shema than to introduce it tonight.
Maybe you're right. But maybe. Well, let me tell you what happened over here. But I got stuck with this question of the tonight. I had a little conversation with Rav Shechter Shlita, and he told me that he recalls that someone in the Sefer Birchas Shmuel, for a Baruch Ber, Zichrono Livracha, Chotz Reb Chaim, his Rebbe Reb Chaim, Chaim Brisker, that says, apparently, again, it's only P.S. Shmuel, I couldn't find it. Someone finds it for me. I don't think you can search Rikha Shmuel, but maybe you can find it somewhere or other. It's only P.S. Shmuel. That he asked Reb Chaim, how can you make a mitzvah tonight? So if you asked, I would have thought he said, you can't. That's what I heard from my Rebbe. You can't. But no, he found a way how to do it. How do you do it? He says, you don't. Again, I haven't seen it. It's so hard for me to say it over accurately. Not that you're doing the mitzvah ala tanai. You have kavana shelo lotzeis ala tanai. Whoa, this is remarkable. Not that you say, I'm doing the mitzvah on a condition. You're doing the mitzvah plain. You say, but if such and such and such, then I have kavana not to be yotze. Ad kan shamati. And that somehow that doesn't run afoul of the problem of lesser b'shlichus, I presume, because it's not a positive, it's a negative. If you do something positively, that positive thing has to be able to do through a shlichus. If it's negative, if it won't be a get, if it won't be a kiddushin, if it won't be a sale, when you do nothing, it's not through a shlichus. It's a null set. There's nothing happening. So Reb Chaim said something. I'd love to see it inside. I haven't seen it yet. If someone can find it for me, I'd much appreciate it. On the negative side, it can be done with it tonight. Now, Ad Kan Shamati. I look at Reb Mogan Avram, and lo and behold, repeat it one more time. This is again Simtov Pei Tes Sifkot Zayin. Yichav and Belibo. If Eskar Balayla, if I remember tonight, Ein Ani Mechav and Lotes B'Sfirazu. He in fact formulates the condition in the negative half. Lo and behold, it's Reb Chaim is basing himself on. Mistami says, Sfira. Kach. He has a mind, in case I remember tonight, I have a mind not to be Yotze. So apparently Kavana, not to be Yotze. So the conditional item is a negative that somehow overcomes the issue of lesser b'shlichus. Again, I haven't seen it inside. Nu, how does it solve my problem? I still have the same problem as before. Very nice shtickle lomdus and Reb Chaim. We have someone to find it for me. But how does it solve my contradiction between Simon Tov Pei Tes and Simon Samach? I'll answer. Have I answered this too? Have I answered this too? At least a partial answer. Right over here, this is in Simon Memavot. Sorry, Simon Memavot. In Simon Samach, that's where the Shulchan Aruch paskins the mitzvah Shtrichas Kavanah. Very, very, short. Simon Samach Siv Dalet. Yesh Omim She'ein Mitzvah Shtrichas Kavanah. Yesh Omim She'ein Shtrichas Kavanah Lotzei Spasiyas Osa Mitzvah. V'chein Halacha. That's all. V'chein Halacha Shtrichas Kavanah. Says the Magen Avraham, V'chein Halacha. V'davka B'mitzvah Da'oraisa. Av a mitzvah derabbanan ein tzarach kavan. Lo and behold, wow. Of course, the question is why. What question is why? Why should it be that a deraisa requires kavana and a derabbanan does not require kavan? That's a very good question. What do you say?
I always thought it was simply that it's machlokas and suffik deraisa lahav.
Very good. That's a simple interpretation. The Sveika deraisa l'chumra, it's an unresolved dispute, and Sveika derabbanan l'kula. In the matter of derabbanan, we have a right to be made because the big machlokas are shown or how to pass from the sheriff. That's what one could say. It doesn't sound that way from the Magen Avraham or from the sources of the Radbaz, and then even rise to the contrary. One could suggest that we're not going into the details of this to be sold right now. There's a fundamental yes. That begs the question. Do I have a general principle of call the ticket Rabbanan and Rabbanan say what? What was it my shiur last year? I know which way I'm leading in this one. We had a whole arichas, those who remember about the situation by the Rabbanan, those who may remember from last year's shiur. Yes, call the ticket Rabbanan came to rise the ticket. It's Gemara Pesachim also. Hopefully we'll get to it down the road. But okay, we'll get to the second parent. Very called Shah, not the second. But there's one exception. There's one way in which the Rais and Rabbanan is different. Who remembers from last year? Anybody recollection? Yes?
In the lens, you have to go against what the Rabbanan say.
Oh, very good. I explained it from the, I said it from the Meshach Chochma, I said it, the Parashat Shoftim, the Siva says it, others say it. The Rais have intrinsic significance. For instance, it's Chaza, the whole world shakes. It's Chelim, Malt, Karbon. You're not doing a Meshogeh. However, the Rabbanan, the nature of those sasim and adamashi, agil l'chayam and the small is, don't rebel against Chazar. And therefore, if you did a Meshogeh, for example, called the Nesimus and Rabbi Simcha, it's not an Avera. There was no rebellion. We said last year, it's a separation. It's from the backside, it's also no rebellion. Well, perhaps a similar distinction exists with respect to Mitzvah Aseh. Namely, when it comes to Aseh Daraisa, has cosmic significance. Ooh. The person puts on tefillin, you know, the Babaji put on tefillin, Sal to be victorious, you know, all kinds of things of this nature, you know, the person that puts on a tzitzis and shakes a lula, oh, the whole world, all of us, Leonim, are shaking. The intrinsic significance. But in order to achieve that, you could argue, come on, you can't change the world, no, come on. You have to come on. However, when it comes to the Adin and the Rabbanan, the rabbis are very practical people. We say, do this, don't do this, or don't you dare rebel against us, and do this, and don't rebel against us by not doing it. So therefore, as long as you do it, you did it, you did it. And Kabbalah is not so critical when it comes to the Rabbanan. Along the lines that we spoke about Arifas, last year, Siyata Nishmai. That's really what I want to suggest, but briefly. Oh. That being the case, make the following fascinating comment. I guess it's a chiddush I haven't thought that I wrote. I can't say for sure it's true. Spheres are Rabbanan. So the Machza Shekel already in Siman Tov Pei Tes is bothered. Why did he come out of the Sphere? But the Rabbanan Ram said back at Siman Samach, by the business of Rabbanan, the only Kabbanan. Most trouble about the Spheres are Rabbanan. According to the Malaroi, you would not need Kabbalah. Maybe the Machabe doesn't want to say that way. The Machabe didn't give this distinction exclusively. Fine. That being the case, that's my answer, Rabosa. If this so-called Reb Chaim is correct, that the only way to get Kabbalah in the mitzvah is in the negative side, only the following suggestion. If mitzvah is ain't Shilas Kabbalah, so I do the mitzvah stop, it's good. So the kavod, the tenai is, if I remember later, then the mitzvah should not count. I can form it in the negative way. So that works, for whatever reason. If someone can find the same Bricha Shmuel somewhere, I'll be appreciative. But in the case of mitzvah d'oraisa, where mitzvah srichas kavod, in a positive sense, you cannot make a mitzvah, that's not, because it doesn't work, that's the mishlichas. So Krishna's Doraisa. Oh, everyone knows that. Krishna's Doraisa. The Bhagavad Gita does not say it's Allah Tanai. Sira's Rabbanon. And therefore the Tanai could work. That being the case, let's go back to our original Indian. What are we talking about? Friday night. You just took a trip around the year. Talking about Doraisa, right? But you don't take Kiddush Doraisa now. So if we're saying if our analysis is correct, then we should say that tonight will not work. We say, well, if the Rambam is right, I want to have Kavanah for the mitzvah of Kiddush. If the Alper Rabbi Kivay is right, I want to have Kavanah not for the mitzvah of Kiddush. When I'm down with Mara, it doesn't work. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, in Kavanah in the positive sense, and you cannot do a mitzvah all that tonight. Personally, I'm not sure any of I said today is right, but I'm just making a suggestion. Yes.
So we said based on Birkas Shmuel that the Tanai is based on having negative Kavanah. So why couldn't a person do that with the mitzvah d'oraisa?
No, it doesn't work. Because you have to have the positive Kavanah. So that has to be, in effect, conditional. Because if you don't have positive Kavanah, it's not a mitzvah.
So can you have positive Kavanah and then negative Kavanah of Tanai?
I don't think that works. Once you have absolute Kavanah, I don't think that works. But Kitz and Imritz, This is what I wanted to suggest. Bottom line is, as I said before, Kavana Stam is the way to go, and it's just only been confirmed a little bit by this analysis. But the Sternberg quotes as a source for what he calls Kavana Stam, a remarkable source. He quotes the Chayodam Klal Samaches Sif Tes. I want to go over a little bit with you today, and maybe we'll go over some more as the Shirim progress, because I can't give you a full analysis. I'm not sure myself exactly what to make of some of these citations. The Chayodam is what's called Klalia Mitzvahs. Hilchos Yeres Mitzvahs is Klal Samaches. And Sif Tes is a Chiddush Nifla Menorah, which, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simon Samach. Don't have it here. Mitzvah Shirim Kavana. The rice, yes. The rabbanon is no. He quotes the Magen Avraham. Amazing. V'nirali, when is the mitzvah of kavana? The zel dafka bekorei kriya shema derech limudo. Guy has to save a Torah. He's going through the parasha. He hits kriya shema. Okay. Now there's big print and there's small print. I don't know what to make of it. Is it parentheses? I'll give you the way I understand it. There's a famous sukkah. It's in sukkahs have to do with Pesach. It's a sukkahs mesach the Rosh Hashanah of Chavches. Before the matzah, he thinks it's a weekday. Oh, she tokei al shir. Again, about the same daf mesach the Rosh Hashanah Chavches Chavtes. There's something what he's doing which indicates that it is not for a purpose of a mitzvah. Avalim kore kriyishma derech shano koren kaseder at tefila. He opens the siddur and a good Jew and daven straight. Oh, shaya tokeil. Excuse me. V'chein shalcha matzah the comments of the seder. Oh, toka in the middle of Musa Shmon Esrei and then Rosh Hashanah. V'nata lula before halal on sukkis. Afa pi shulo kive notzeis. Yotza chidish nifla v'neira ad ma'od. He doesn't have kavod to be yotzei the mitzvah. Why? Quote. It's a fantastic quote. Sharei vishum zeh ose. K'dei lotzeis. Afo pi shenem mechave. That's why he's doing it. This is a little double speak, right? That's why he's doing it. He's yotzei, even though he's not mechave. But mitzvah shirchus kavod. Well, that's why he's doing it. Strange. Now the two sources that he quotes are two toasts, which I ask you, you could do me a favor, look up. If you think you know exactly what he means, please tell me, I have an idea. One is Zvachim Beis Amid Beis. All places, Zvachim Beis Amid Beis. And toast is Stoma. Talk about Stoma Lishma. Or Stam. Stam Yishol Lekal Av Legeresh Mekani. The Maskel Stam. And Sukkah Mem Beis Amid Aleph. The Maskel Omer Abaye. Talking there about Lulav. Right? You say, how do you make a bracha in the lulav? But I'll be nafik beis, and you turn it upside down. A whole story. So I'm leaving it to you, to the Tamina for tomorrow, to give me your input. So you have tomorrow 1 o'clock, almost 24 hours of your input. What did the Chayyodah mean by quoting those two toses? Doesn't say what. They quote some poskim later on, but that, the key of those. What do you mean by those two toses? By the way, tomorrow she is at one. Thursday. Shir has to be a bit earlier than usual. I have to go to a chalitza. That's not an everyday occurrence. So it should be about 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. Okay, so you know, I won't change, but I told you in advance, the first day, the times when I have no choice. So I can't. I said, maybe you can make chalitza a little bit later. They said, you know, the woman is fasting because you're not supposed to eat before chalitza because you have to make the she's New York on the phone. So I should say, well, I have to try and tell him. I should be a tzaddik to teach Tamina at 11 o'clock so that she should fast an extra hour. I couldn't do that. You know, I'm a chavera, so it'll be early, and I hope the Tamina will not bottle another extra minute because of my ben on the chavera with this fasting lady. So we want to be nizer in ben on the makom and ben on the chavera. Okay? So I'll give you exact details until the end of tomorrow what precise schedule is. Fine. This is the yisod. Okay? So we'll come back to the chavera tomorrow after you give me the input. What did he mean by quoting those two sources in Tosfos? But what you do see, the Chora, is they have the mitzvah shiras kavana. What do you mean mitzvah shiras kavana? So the question is, what does that mean? What do the words mean? So the two sources it says, what do you mean? When I daven Ma'ariv, that is Kavana V'Kiddush. That is Kavana V'Kiddush. It's not two separate things. It's one and the same. It's one and the same. So the Yeshua's Yaakov said so. I don't have Yeshua. Do we have Yeshua's Yaakov in the base manager in the first floor? I couldn't find one quickly. Yeah, I wish you got it for me. Now what did he say? You have to mechaven to mention Shabbos and davening. Memeli also Kiddush Taraisa. I don't know exactly what he means. There's also Machzis HaShekel. I made a brief reference to it before. I'm going to read it to you now again. It's against official on the new Mara Makoma sheet, Rabbi Osai. You will have the new Mara Makoma sheet, I hope so. Everyone has the new one? If you don't have it, there's one over there on my desk. There's the Machzis HaShekel over here in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. That's what the Machzis, I think, that's where the Machzis HaShekel is found. When it has it on the Shulchan Aruch, you can open up. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. Here we go. What happens over here? Amazing. He has only one cup of wine in a kiddush. You don't taste it. Pour into a different cup. And tomorrow, it's that toast that you saw on the mountain. You have only short of wine. Who says, has anyone in his life ever been in a situation where you're short of wine in the Shabbos? You didn't have enough to make 2, 3, 4 courses. You have enough for arba courses every Shabbos. You don't only Pesach. Thank God we're dripping in wine, we're both saying. We're awash in wine or grape juice in our world. These questions are primarily for their lumdish value. You often get the conceptual points from the rare cases, which even though we don't have them nowadays, but they're valuable. In the middle of all this discussion, writes the Machzis HaShekel as follows. He says, I think I may have made a mistake. Maybe it's a different one. Hold on a second. I believe I made a mistake. Give me a second. Take that back. So the earlier Machzis HaShekel and Siv Beis I put on the mind. It was on the Mara Makomos. I asked you to see Siv Beis with the Machzis HaShekel I put in brackets. It's a little bit long. Here he discusses this issue. A person, Davin Ma'ariv, how that, do you fulfill Kiddush? So this is the Lashon of the Machzis HaShekel, a very interesting Lashon. The gami lo niskav no aisha, talking about a woman. Let's say siday kiddush al kolponim niskav no lispalo tefilas Shabbos. Uvazeh dai v'yaspik lotes siday kiddush daraisa. The meek sim bekro lasas kiddush kiim zochreu for niskav no lahaskim es yom haShabbos. Whoa, what a kiddush! There was kavana for kiddush. What does kiddush mean? Zochas Yom HaShabbos Akacho mentioned Shabbos, and she had Kavanah to mention Shabbos. Yes, she had Kavanah to mention Shabbos in the context of Tefillah, but that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to mention Shabbos, so she had Kavanah to fulfill a chiyuv of mentioning Shabbos. Yes,
she didn't have Kavanah to do the mitzvah.
That's a big question. Is it Kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah of mentioning Shabbos? Or we'll say the kavanah to fulfill the, forgive the expression, it's yeshivish a little bit, the inyan of mentioning Shabbos. You think it's only the inyan, not the mitzvah.
If somebody has matzah on Pesach because they're hungry, so they're having kavanah to eat the matzah.
No. That's a question. The Machzis HaShekel can be read one of two ways. Either the inyan or the mitzvah proper. The mitzvah proper is to mention Shabbos, and she has a mind to mention Shabbos. It's not completely clear. I'll tell you why, because in the Sefer Kodesh Yilulim, there's a whole piece about this. He thinks it's not enough to have kavanah for the quote yeshivisha inyan. You have to have kavanah for the mitzvah. Hin nimuchim l'kayim mitzvah say kemosh kosev haTorah. What's his proof? Interesting proof he has. A Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel speaks here about mitzvah shchichas kavanah for someone who is korei baTorah. He's reading in the Sefer Torah, against the Shema, and it's time for Kriya Shema, Yotze, Yonah Yotze, this Kavanah, that Kavanah, the whole sugya in the Gemara. So there, Rishonim say, don't confuse this. This is talking about mitzvah shrichas kavana for the kavana sa mitzvah. And over and above that is kavana sa inyan. What's the kavana sa inyan? Writes the Rashba there. Kavana sa malchus shemayim. To know what Shema is all about. So the Kodesh Lua wants to derive from there the two separate dinim. You have to have kavanas ha-mitzvah, and in certain cases you have to have kavanas ha-inyan. But kavanas ha-inyan without kavanas ha-mitzvah will not suffice. That's what he tries to bring from the Gemara and the Rashba, Masechta the Brachos, on Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, I'm just letting you know, I'm leaving it at this. It's not completely clear, Rabbi Osai, what the Machzor Shekel meant. There's one interesting Indian that seemingly a proof from, again, from Hilchos Sefiras Omer that he quotes. Hilchos Sefiras Omer, Rabbi Osai, tough pay test. This can happen to you. I know it's well before Sefira, but just keep it in mind. Somebody asks you what day is it? What are you supposed to respond? Everyone knows this.
Yesterday
was. What's wrong today is? So if you look in the Chok Yaakov, he writes as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, you tell me yesterday. Shimom alo hayom, ein yochol la'aretz elinus bebracha. You can't count the end of the bracha. Yeah. I pass it, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. Yeah. Nope. You can't make a bracha again. Why not? Efshe is a mikri kavana. This is called kavana, says the Chok Yaakov. Tetzvah. Why? Shemiskavin al kolponim lomar kama yemei svira umitzvah sarak sipura bi'alma. Whoa. Kavana is an Indian. Maybe the whole bitch is only having an Indian, not a chiyuv. He's suggesting that maybe that's enough. Pashas should not be that way. Yes, sir.
That's already a mitzvah rabbanah.
True, but he is not going with that malach. Very good. Excellent. I'm going to say one final point before we go on to the new inyanim. Because the boys asked me yesterday, a steer in a b'kiveg, and I gave it to Terence. B'kiveg is a steer in two places. Just push from the Maramakomas. But both of them, does everybody have those, that little one sheet of Maramakomas that I gave out? You know, that the base mesh, you know, everyone has that? I have it, right? You have this piece of paper? Because one of the b'kivegs is here just to refresh our memories. Kiddush b'kiveg. It's the second wide line over here. Gam lechora lav dafka tefila el the kol shemazker Shabbos on a shabta tova tovta. Gam ken yotzu the mikolvak of hiska Shabbos. So therefore, the Rebbetzin, even though she didn't have a ma'ariv, is a whole problem which we'll get to in a minute. But still, one second. It's not about the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin comes a little bit later. It's just mentioning in passing that when you say good Shabbos, you can be yotzi, even if a person is not a bokeh in tefillah. That says, well, you know, the whole story. If you're davening ma'ariv, you can be yotzi. If you say good Shabbos, you're also yotzi. So the Talmidim asked you, Rebbeinu Shlom, that's against Rebbe Akiva Vega, that's on the Maamar Komas, which is unfortunately not printed in front of you. So Rebbe Akiva Vega a little bit later on. Who has the old Maamar Komas sheet? I think it was Reisha and Gimel. Where was it? And a Rebbe Akiva Vega, another Rebbe Akiva Vega somewhere. I think it was Reisha and Gimel, on a Taz or something. Who has that sheet? It was the Rebbe Akiva Eger on a Taz.
Yeah, Lamed Beis.
Resh Ayin Gimel, Taz of Cotton Beis. There, Rebbe Akiva Eger says, no, Gambit Fuel Yotze Diyadei Doraisa. Why? Kevin Lo Kivnu, Lotze Zidei Kiddush. Bein Nishalelem. Who asked me this question? Somebody who asked me this question yesterday? Oh, great gosh. A steer Rebbe Akiva Eger. Here back in Reish Ayin Aleph, he says Shabta Tov is good. No one's going to want a Shabta Tov to us anything. And here he says in Reish Ayin Gimel, it's no good. I gave the following tentative answer. I thought it was an interesting answer, so I mentioned it before we go on. And that is, believe it or not, Kiveger was commenting on each Mefarish Lefi Dato. And the Mogad Avram said Yotze in Davening. So Kiveg had to explain the Mogad Avraham. What? Not only davening, good Shabbos is also good, because the Mogad Avraham obviously held that when a person mentioned Shabbos initially, you have kavanah to be yotze, because Chazal wanted to be yotze b'tefila and to be yotze l'kol subsequently. So Shabbat Tov, okay. Also tefila like you could be yotze. That's on the when he explained the Mogad Avraham. But here's explaining the Taz. Do you remember the Taz is the one who said that a person does not fulfill his mitzvah when he davens. As a matter of fact, the Dogel Merivovah that I asked you to see on that Taz in Simon Resh Ayin Aleph Sivkot Yud Test, it's the case where he thought it was wine and it turned out to be water. So he said, you're ready, Yotze. Hold on. Divya Taz Tzvum, Simon Merivovah. The Chovas Daraisa. You want Yotze when you made Kiddush on this water. For Yotze B'Tfilah. Look back at the Mogan Avram. Obviously, the Taz holds it. Now Yotze B'Tfilah. Why not, presumably? Because you're not Mechavin. So, therefore, B'Kiveg and commenting on the Taz says you weren't Mechavin. B'Kiveg and Mogan Avram says you are Mechavin. What is his own personal view? It remains to be seen. Maybe he also held that it was not B'Stama with it tonight. Who knows? That's perhaps an answer to this theory. Yes? Leiv Chacham and Masna.
I'm saying this
Chacham
Sofer,
this Chacham Sofer, Kiveger
had.
Well, it was his son-in-law.
Right, so.
They argued on many things. It's okay, but.
What do you say? Like, he also said the half is better. Or he thinks it's that half of Kavana. He used to have Kavana.
Lalotis. That's what he says in Reisha and Gil.
Lalotis, right. Arguing against Magan Brown.
Maybe. But then why is it? How can he also shout to Tav? That's your question.
That would bring the steer.
All right. So I'm trying to give an answer. You want to leave it with a question? Fine. Either way. But once we hear Rabbi Osai in the moment in the Rabbi Kivegas, what I think the only thing left that we haven't done in the Maribah Kamas is this. The other Rabbi Kivega about the story with the women. Since women's issues are a major issue today, we're all focused on women's issues. Let's tackle our first women's issue right over here. It's in the Rabbi Kivega, right here, Sifkot and Beis. We spoke about it about Pen until now, but it's always good to see things inside. The Ish Shekfar Spalil Eino Yochel Ahotzi Bekiddush Leish Shalo Spalil Arvis Doha Eino Mechuyah Bedova Midorais Af Dibibirchas HaMitzvahs Im Yotzo Motzi Hoata Mishu Dukula Marevim Zelazem Moshe Kosvus Tos Vashon Adav Chav Tes Ve'arosh. Wait a second. I want to read it in the original because I have bigger print and I want to make sure I don't make any mistakes. This is the Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Reish Ayin Aleph. What's it on? On the Mogan Avram Sivkotan Beis. I don't want to jump to any conclusion. Let me just read it in my original over here. Here we go. Ha ha! What a typo. I knew it didn't make sense to me. What's the typo? You probably figure out yourself by now. A typo, as they say in French, vive la différence. You know what I'm talking about? What does that phrase mean? No one knows what it means. Some people married in the room should know by now what it means. It means the difference between a man and a woman. We have over here, you look over here, and I'm going to read you a Kivek in its original form. The Dalam Rav calls it the Ishik from his spell, Iris. Ain o yochel ahotzi bekiddush. What do you think the next word really is? Le'isha. Doesn't make any sense at all. Le'isha, not le'ish. Le'isha. Shalom hispal the Lord with a hey, arms. Okay, what a typo. Oh, this has to be one of the top 10 typos of the season. Huh? Wow. Otherwise, it doesn't read. I can't put it on. Okay. Let's continue reading. Fine. Why? It's because of Arvis. This week, I promised you last week we discussed it. This week's Pasha. I read it Bezaycha to see the Chumash and Rashi. Guys, everyone in the Shir is Mechuyah to Chumash and Rashi every week. Not because of me. Hilchos Shabbos. It's in the Meferish. Shnayim Mikra. Either Mecha Targum, and since we don't know what Targum is talking about. But Rashi, we do. Rashi, we have the English and this and that. So, that's a lot of the little Shnayim Mikra Mecha Targum. One you can fulfill during the Kriyas HaTorah. That's what we passed. We also want the Kriyas HaTorah. So then, only one other. And Rashi, there's always free time to have these new beautiful things. You ever see those new? Just put it in your pocket. It's gewaldig. And the Chumash Rashi, the beautiful English edition, the art scroll, and it has every like three parts at a time. It fits in your shirt pocket or in your pants pocket. Gewaldig. You have to wait here for 5 minutes, here for 10 minutes before you turn around. You finish the Chumash with the Rashi. I give you, it's a very worthwhile set to have, as long as you keep it in your pocket. If you keep it in your house, don't bother buying it. But if you keep it in your pocket, merit. Okay. I also have a pocket set of Chumash and Rashi, but not the English one yet. I have the old, I always have it in my pocket either. But it's very good to have it in your pocket. Those of you who have to wait online, you're going crazy. I'm learning. I'm scumaldic. The longer the line, the better. Hashem. Your whole mindset changes. Okay. Good. Even in shul sometimes, you go to shul, and then the rabbi's davening is interminable shmonesra. You're going, bazooties. Pull out your chumash and rashi. You know, like, I did a whole aliyah of rashi while waiting for this crazy rabbi. So it's scumaldic. The longer the better. Rabbi, keep going. Okay. It's always good to have something in your pocket. It's a little chizuk. I give myself chizuk. I don't know what things. I try to have things in my pocket. I don't always succeed. Okay, I give myself chizuk. Okay, so I happened to see the Rashi. I was at a bris on Monday, as I told you, and I managed to already finish the whole the summary of the way short, and I read it in the summary in Shabbos Mincha. So I did from the second half of the summary all the way Elik, and I started doing the Rashi. Because still the bris hasn't happened yet. And I saw the Rashi on his Torah. It's all about Orvis. That Orvis began when? Who knows when Orvis began? When?
After the cross.
That's right, in Eretz Yisrael. Not Bahar Sinai. That's the dots, the whole, the famous dots, the famous Rashi. Okay, good. So since then, Kol Yisrael Rebim Zelazel. Who was in the clue? Says the Bekilei Kohanim Dogam Rava on line 3 of this piece. Harosh Kothav. Prepare Gimel de Brachos to Isha Eina Bechlal Arvus. You want to look it up? He says, Eresh Per Gimel, Baloni Resh. It's Brachos Sof Simen Yud Gimel. Eresh Yud Gimel. He says, it's Resh Per Gimel. You look through the stuff at the beginning and go, Bezudis. Even if you're online, you go crazy until you find the Rush. It's not the beginning. It's Sof Simen Yud Gimel. It's really there. I looked it up today again. It's really there. What did he say, supposedly? The Isha ain't a bechal arvus. Lekach ain't a motzia ela lemid de chiyuvah b'derabbanan. The case is referring to a situation there of birchas hamazon. That if a woman may not be, that's the whole sugya there in brachos daf chaf mit beis. Whether a woman is chayav benching b'daraisa, yes or no. Maybe not, because not for bris the Torah, not for Orat, Rashi Tosis on Afchal from the base. In case not, she cannot bench for a man. She didn't eat, or she ate, she benched already. Now she wants to bench for her husband. Her husband is not Orat. Can't do it. Why? She's not Bechlal Arvus. But if he only ate what we call a Kazayas, which is the Rabbanon, okay, then it's all right, but not at the rice. Uvezeh yesh nistapeh. The yesh loma the noshim ein arevim ba'ad acherim. Aval anoshim arevim gam al anoshim ayin shah. What a fascinating discussion. The dova meravava is not clear. Actually, it's printed in the bottom. Rabbi, so you have it printed in the bottom. It's even smaller print. It's like in the eye, like the eye chart. You start with the big one, you get smaller. And the very bottom is dova meravava. Oh, I'm taking off my glasses for this one. This is really small print. Okay. Let's just read it from the beginning. It'll be a little bit easy, okay? Dogam Meravava. Let's go on the Mogan Avram, Sifkat and Beis. Vahainu, im lo is spalo isha arvis, then a 13-year-old cannot make kiddush for his mother. Why can't, anyone know why? Why can't a 13-year-old make kiddush for his mother? Why not? He's 13. Anybody? Right, if not stay saras, you can't rely on it for daraisas. Avin for a spal arvis, klayotzi dechov me daraisa, b'mash eskira b'tzvila, k'mavur b'sitkon nakodem d'magaram aleph, v'lachain kotan ben yud gimel, motziyo, v'samchina nachazoko, shemistav evi shtei saras. Oh, Eli Rabbi said it. Ulefi zeh, catch this now. I feel a cotton pomos me yud gimel motzi aisha in his fal arvis. Why? Does it derabonon? Umapik derabonon. Vim a cotton. Vim gam a cotton is fal arvis. Vim a cotton tart to derabonon. Vishu cha derabonon. It's a whole discussion. Tosa Megillah. Not for now. Ve'ein chiluk b'zeh ben isha l'ish. Degam ish im espal arvis yochal hakotan lehotzio im hakotan adayan l'espal. So he's assuming. Fine. He also dab, it's a long story. Va'kalponim, the end of the fourth line, tzorach l'amal hakotan she'iskayim l'hotzi. Omna ma'ashani m'stapek afilu b'isha m'kadesh u'motzi ishto. Last four lines now. U'bnei besa. Im hanoshim lo espalu arvis, vishkvar espalu arvis, im kera ish ena m'chuyu min ha-torah. Kli tehi 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 Eich yotzim b'shmiyosan in ha-ish, v'yav shekol ha-brochus, av shiyotzim motzi, brochut m'sech l'rasha nafchav testament aleph, Hayna mishum arvus shekol yisrael erim zeh vazeh Rashi shah. Ferei kosev arosh b'sechas brachos perek gimel daf chaf mit beis shoyisha eina bechal arvus lachein ein who huh motzia right the words unclear. I think it's the Motzia. Hala. I don't know. Mi shechiyuri de rabban and ayin shah. But in mistapik, im ha'ish she'en ha'chal arvus, what does it mean? The ha'inu she'im hi, she'hi ein ha'reva ba'ad acherim. Aval acherim she'kiblu arvus, ba'agrizim of ha'reva, this arva ga'ad ba'ad ha'noshim. V'im kein, shapir motzei, motzi should be, ha'ish es ha'isha. Avshik for Yotza, yeah. Al Dilma, Kishem Shanoshim lo nichlasu b'chal arvus, to be responsible for men. Kach lo kiblu ha'anoshim arvus b'shvil noshim. Zorachim, that's he quotes. Rabbi said, what would be so far? Fascinating. Shala in the Dogal Merah. It's a fascinating Shala. What would you say? Take a vote. Assuming that the pshat the Rosh is that women have b'chal arvus, what's the pshat? That women are not Arev for men, that's clearly a pshat. That's the case, the context over there, by a woman benching for a man. What about men for women? What would you say? Let's have a vote. I'm not letting you be abstained. Take a choice, think for a second. Assuming that women are not responsible for men, right, for their mitzvahs. Are men responsible? Who says yes? Who says no? Oh, that's a very small voter turnout. Man, minuscule turnout. It's worse than the off-year elections, I guess. I guess the smart people said they said nothing. Who knows? I don't know. I would have said yes. I'll tell you why. I would have said that the pshat why women are putter from arvus, so it's generally speaking, women are putter from chovos hatzibur. This goes back to the old nub of the modernists. Namely, that women have a more private role, called kvuda bas melech penima. Oh, yeah, you can't say that in certain circles today. But okay, I'm still old-fashioned. So if she has a more private role, so that's why Pashim Shad, the women are partner from tefillah b'tzibur, they're partner from chiyuvei b'tzibur, they're not part of the tzibur that has the obligation for the general public. So perhaps for that reason, they're also partner from arvus. You'll say, what do you mean? Arvus could be with respect to one individual. Yeah, but it's sort of a global obligation. Try right? Kol Yisrael, Arabia, Kol Yisrael, everybody. It's not appropriate for the woman with a more private role to have a responsibility for the all Klal Yisrael. But if that's the law, if, I'm only suggesting if, you'll see it's a double if. If the Rosh said it, right? Then if my pshat is correct, double if, then men would be responsible for women. Because after all, they do have responsibility for the whole tzibur. The fact that the person is female, I'm not responsible for her. What, some kind of a frumkeit here? Some kind of chassidish pshat? That we have two different nations, male and female? I don't go for that. I'm very much against that. As those who've heard me last year say time and time again, I believe, Rabbi Osai, in one Shulchan Aruch for men and women. Unless, in some cases, obviously different. But Hilchos Shabbos, we said, Noshim, Achayim, and Kiddush. Why? Because Yeshna B'Shmir, Yeshna B'Shchira. For Shabbos and Mashabbos and Gansho, and presumably for Zohar as well, because it draws one from the other. It's an identity to men and women. I don't like the people say, oh, the man, he won't open the tuna fish can. It's his wife, oh, Chana, can you do me a favor and open the tuna fish can? That to me smacks of chauvinism. In my house, we don't have that. If I won't do it, my wife won't do it. Finished. True equality. True. Okay, but identity, equality. Everybody said, but look, we're just starting on our woman's issue. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger is about to deny the entire premise. He's about to deny the fact that the Rosh ever said it, that women are not b'chal orbis. How can you deny it? The Rosh said it. It's there in the words. What did the words mean? That's the question. What did the words of the Rosh mean? Let's look at Rabbi Kiva Eger now. Print it got a little bit bigger. Kiva Eger says like this. Kiva Eger says, Lanias Daiti, the ultimate equality. Ein chiluk b'nashim la'anashim in arbus. Lo matzina b'shum duchta de b'nashim. Help. Ein adin de b'yotza motzi. It brings the right faker. That's wrong. For I gabi yanai malka u'malkasa de karchi rifta v'adad. Who knows where this is? You want to know what this is? Correct. Brachas af memches and al. What happened? There was a kingly feast. Yanai HaMelech and his wife, they broke bread together. And who was her brother? Right. Mashvadim hoya ochel Shimon ben Shetach kazayis shaper ovad. It would be okay if he benched for the king and the queen. Va'im the chayevas of brachas amazim b'daraisa. Quote the one sentence of our brachas. Tavchav eich yochol Shimon ben Shetach lahotzi leishto shiyan his sister dahim uchayevas b'daraisa because she had a kadei sevia. V'shabash u'shabash Shimon ben Shetach rak b'derabbanon va'olek armus. Checkmate, and Rabbi Cheskel Landau, who thinks that he's going to be checkmated? Who thinks for a minute that the Goyen Noida Behuda is going to be checkmated by Rabbi Kivega from the Gemara Brahma? Who thinks so?
Is it that where
Tosos
right there that he asked that question that his answer is Arvus?
No. Yeah, it is Arvus. We see it can be Arvus for women. Okay? Zula shenomar the nashim einem arevim lacherim aval nashim arevim gamal hanashim. That possibility. That's the other half of the Dalam Mirvava. Im ken al kopanim nifshot sveged agon anal. The Don of Yudas Sofik was nifshot. That men are responsible and can be both to women. Aval near the whole thing doesn't start. Why? The kavanas arash the arvis. He rak legabe mi shemechuye b'mitzvah zu hu orev al acherim. That's the pshat. I like the kiveger. If you're obligated, then you can be an orev for some, you can be responsible for somebody else. The Rana Masechta Rosh Hashanah Chavtes says, if I heard shofar, but somebody else didn't, I haven't filled my chiyuv. It's like, this is the kiruv ran. This is the kiruv ran. Oh, they send you on to the kiruv Shabbaton. This is it. Until every Jew has made Kiddush, I haven't fulfilled my Chiyuv Kiddush yet. As the Ran says so. Before NCSY, Rav Osa. Yeah? Okay? V'yem noshim b'zbichas ha-mozim d'oraisa b'emes im yotzu motzios la-noshim d'kevan heim shayochas la-mitzvah zu yesh la-mechal avas gamkein. Al the mitzvah she'ain chayavin ba, the ha'ayin lim noshim b'birchas ha'mazin d'bir ha'bonim, ain him b'chlal orvus. So too, Rabbi Osai, a man would be b'chlal orvus. If a man's not chayav in mitzvah X for whatever reason, and somebody else is, then also be orvus. That's not gender related. It's simply chayav this mitzvah related. V'tshuva kasafti raya berura l'zeh. You want to look it up? Tell you where the tshuva is over here. The Shuvah Shabbat Kiva Eger Simon Chelik Aleph Simon Zayin. What's his Raya? From the Sugya Megillah Daf Yutes Amud Beis Tim Cheresh Ein Yodei Lashmir Liyaznav Lo Yotza. If the din is that if a cheresh who cannot make it audible to his own ears is not yotzei, ain't no yochel lahotzi lacherim. He can't read the Megillah for others. Why? To ain't no mechuyu b'davar. That's what we pask in halacha. Ah, yeah. Ah, motzi. Right? It's talking about men. They're all mechuyu b'davar. So why can't he read for somebody else? Ela karcha. The ain kavana sarosh lachalik bein noshim la'anoshim in arvus. El de mi she'ena barachiyah b'mitzvahs ena b'chal arvus al acherim. That's all. That's all. And then by shofar, I'm sorry, by chesh by shofar. Keva deina shomea b'ena b'chuyah b'mitzvahs shofar ena b'chal arvus al acherim. V'duk, meiridik. Kvega, meiridik. As I said to you before, who thinks that the Dogma was knocked out by his raya from Yana and Malka? No way. Sure enough, in the Sefer on Brachos called the Tzlach, and there's another thing he wrote, Dogma Yehuda, the most famous Sefer, Shukran Yehuda. Then he also has the Dogma Rav and the Shukran Aruch. He also has the Tzlach, the Tzil Nefesh Chaya, in the Sechta, a few people in the Sechta. Psochem he has the Sechta, Brachos as well. So here in this discussion, the Tzlach says no. He raises the question himself. Look what he says. Explains Pshat. It's on Daf Chof Amud Beis in Sefer Tzlach. He's also aware of the fact that Shimon ben Shetach would have a kazayis to be motzei them, including his sister. How can that be? Eishes Yanai. Right? She's not Bechal Arbus. She probably had a kadeh sviya. Right? This is what he's saying. Says the Halakha Tzlach, no. Ulai, Keman shal koponim ochlu Yanai vechaverov kadeh sviya. V'nischaivim in HaTorah. The Shimon ben Shetach who Orev, it's called Yisrael Orev Mzelazeh, Shuv Nikra Shimon ben Shetach Gamke Mechuyah ben HaTorah Umotzi Es HaNoshim Av She'eno Orev Ba'adom To Osi Dorais Lumapik Dorais. What a chiddush. What? What's the matter with him?
That's not what Tosos there says.
What do you mean?
In Tosos on Mem Ches, when he says even if you're not Mechuyah Dorais, you can be.
No, you're not mechuyah d'oraisa right now, you haven't eaten bread. But as a person, your personhood is chayav d'oraisa when you eat bread. That's what he means. So the Kivega is saying that if a man, excuse me, the Tzlach is saying, if a man wants to do a mitzvah for a woman and a woman only, no good. According to one side, he's a mesupah. But if a man doing a mitzvah for a man and a woman, then it's good. Sounds wild, no? Sounds absolutely wild. What's pshat? What's pshat? How do you explain this pshat? What's going on over here? What's pshat? Pashtas pshat is like this. The reason why the man cannot make the do the mitzvah for the woman, assuming that he's no arbitz for the woman, is because, you know, here's the pshat. Here's the pshat of both sides. Since there's no arbitz by women in either direction, so the man's not considered to be a bar chiyuva just because some woman out there didn't do the mitzvah. So every man in the Klai Yisrael, I'm still a Baruch Hayyub. Every male did it. Some females didn't do it. I'm no longer a Baruch Hayyub, and if I cannot make him do the mitzvah for her. But once there's a man, and the quantum is obviously saying that, not any man in the whole world, but a man standing in front of me for who I'm going to do the mitzvah presently, right now, to be voted to that man, so I'm labeled as a Baruch Hayyub because that man didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. Once I'm labeled as a Baruch Hayyub, I can do the mitzvah for anyone, male or female. That's the lumpness of the Tzlach. Fast and love. He's going with the Mahalak, like the Ran, Nancy, and Swai Ran, that until everybody does it, I'm still a Baruch Yuva. But in particular, to implement that, the person who hasn't done it has to be in front of me, so I can do it for that person. So if I have a male in front of me, I'm doing the mitzvah for that male, I'm a Baruch Yuva for that. Presently, I can be owed to the woman too, with Derech Aga. But if in front of me is only a woman, and I'm not a Baruch Yuva, even though she hasn't said Kiddush, or maybe Brenching, or whatever it may happen to be yet, I'm not a Baruch Hu, but I can't do it for her. That's my pshat within this fasting Sarah of the Tzlach, which Abba Rabbi Kiveh will dismiss. Yes?
Does that include one's wife also? I mean,
Rabosai, one's wife is hopefully a female, and as a result, the same rules would apply.
But then, so how do we say, if your wife makes a neder or something, the husband can be like, that's just a different case.
Ah, it's hafaras nedarim. I don't do anything.
That's
a different part. It's a pasuk in Chumash. That's hafaras. Rabbah said we've wet our feet a little bit into the first woman's issue of the year, really. The woman by Kiddush. And what do you do in your house when you come home? Do you get married? When you go home Friday night, what do? You make Kiddush for your wife? What about the Rabbi Kivagin? You never heard of all this stuff before. So this Friday night, do the same thing as last Friday night. Thankfully, we didn't hear anything here. Just do the same thing as always. Somebody's hand up?
I was saying just because of this, you should not have kavanah by tefillah.
There we go. I was waiting for this. That's exactly it. Don't listen to him. Just have your regular kavanah. Do the same thing you did this week as last. Don't do exactly the same thing. What?
Make her davemarif.
Her davemarif, yeah. Kfiyah datit. Make her davemarif. She'll pour the chicken soup on you. We're going to make a chicken davemarif. She wants davemarif. She can. We did see somebody who said,
The Mari Cohen
said, "Tfilas Arvis Chova Friday night." Whee! The truth is that many of them don't have a mincha either. A mincha is certainly a chova. And as a matter of fact, in my opinion, that was always the minig of the women. They never daven Shemayis twice a day. Never heard of it. It's a newfangled zach. Even though the Mishnayos have to do it, I'm not opposed to doing it. But if you look at the classical sources, they didn't do it. They didn't. The Bogdanavram didn't hold from it. The Mechaber didn't hold from it. So. Get a daven Mar Friday night. I guess if she's a chazanit, she has to daven at least couple of Shabbos, and once she's there already, so she can stick around for Mar. But other than that, I don't know if she's even in shul. Depends on the case. Maybe she's doing what we think women should be doing, among other things, which is having children and taking care of them. That's a very not politically correct statement. All right, boss. Let's open our Gemara. We finally now finished leftovers from yesterday. We're now ready to start the real Ma'am comments for today. Our boys say, "B'siyata d'shmaya." Let's hit the Gemara. Okay. I brought with me a sefer, which is like a valdige piece. Those who want to look at it, the Rav Zichron Levrach has a beautiful piece on Kiddush and Avdalah. For those who want to see it, it's in his Yartzeit Shiurim. The second volume is entitled "B'inyan Kiddush VaAvdalah," and "B'inyan Mitzvahs Kiddush." He has two pieces in a row on Aron Yonim. Three pieces. The Kiddush could be part of Shabbos. He has a It's very beautiful. Torah is we'll be referring to it a few times. So if anyone wants to have some time to look, I brought it in for those who want to see it. Now, before we get to the Rav, we have to get to the Gemara. The Rav came before the Rav. Let's start the Gemara. Kuf Hei Amin Aleph. So that's the official amount of the comments for today. Boy Minei Ravina Merav Nachan Bar Yitzchak Mishlo Kiddush Merav Shabbos Mal Shei Kaddish Veholech Kol Yom Kulo. Good child. Why did he not make Kiddush Friday night? Where was he? What would you suggest for both sides? To be charitable?
He slept.
He was sick. This may happen to you. You're just sick and you have to just push it in bed. You just can't make Kiddush. And now you wake up in the morning, you're feeling better. So certainly in the summertime it can happen. Right? Amalei. With the Amri, B'nei Rabbi Chia, Mishlo Hirdu, the most in Shabbos. Mavda Vahole, Chol HaShabbos Kulo. If you didn't make Avdala, most in Shabbos, to make Avdala the entire week, well, that's not going to carry away. There are different Gersos over here. One Gers on the side is Chol HaYom Kulo, all Sunday. Here it says Chol HaShabbos Kulo, which means what? Literally, the entire week. Ah. You mean literally the entire week? Really the entire week? Really the entire week? Huh? What do you say, Rabosai? You saw them on later on? Yeah. Till when?
Till
Tuesday, which is all what the Gemara calls later on, Basar Shamsa. Starting Wednesday, we say it's called Kamei Shamsa. Okay. So therefore, Rabosai, so to over here, Hachanami, Nishlo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadosh Ve'ole Kol HaYom Kulo. So Kiddush and Avdalah are the same, Rabosai. The same. Okay. Says Rashi, Rashbam rather, Mal v'leveholach kol yom, Shabbos kulo, Ad revi b'Shabbos, Kiddel kamon, look on the Gemara, on daf kuv av ben alef, till Wednesday, but not inclusive. Fine. I'm asking a fundamental question, Rabbi Osai. This is a lumdish question, which I'm sure you've thought already by now. If the correct time, Rabbi Osai, is X, if you didn't do it at that time, you can do it at a later time. What's the lumdus? Is the lumdus that the correct time ideally is X, and the correct time not so ideally is Y? Well, no. The correct time is X and X only. If you don't do it in X, you can do what we call what? What's the word I'm looking for?
Tashlumin.
In this time period Y. We have this elsewhere in Shas. There's a certain day that's the day. You miss the day, it's Tashlumin. The next day or the next day, it's for all week. What's the lumdus of your boss in this day? You have it by Kiddush, you have it by Abdullah. Both. Whoever learned about this anyway, maybe in your somewhere your travels to Shas or Shulchan Aruch, this discussion ever had anywhere? Short answer, right? What did we do wrong now?
No. We were learning to use the Shachar.
Ah, very good. That was last summer.
Two summers
ago. That's true, that's a Shachar. And the question was, if the person didn't daven most Shachars the first 4 hours, he allowed to daven Shachars until Hatzos, what kind of din is that? Is that Shlomin? Or is it, no, is his mom really having excellent, a good example? Whoever happened, I think we have discussed even then, who remembers it so long, 2 years ago, I don't remember anymore. But where is there a famous case where the shayla is, you didn't do it at the time, you want to do it later on? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Spirits of Omer? Kriyashma Chagiga, very good. That's a chas. Excellent. It's a chas. Is it all 7 days after the one for the other, for the first day? Excellent. But I'm discussing that in Shas. This is part of that in Shas. Yeah? There's a shame, right? It's a Sukkot for Rosh Chodesh. All Shas is a Sukkot for Sukkot. And I'll assess them. Is it Teshlumin? Very good. Excellent. I'm discussing something else. I guess no one else can guess what I'm talking about. Okay? Let's revert to today's Mara Makomos. Now, I came out a little bit late. I have no expectation you got there yet. But at least it's printed. Let's take a look at the Ran, Rabbi Osai. The Ran. By me it's Samach Gimel, and by some of you maybe Chof Aleph or Beis. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Who me? You have the old Gemara? You have the old round? No. The new rounds? Who has the page Samach Gimel?
It's Samach, yeah.
Okay. Anyone have the old round? Just my, what page is on the old round? It's either, it should either be the Chof Aleph or Chof Beis. Big bold letters, Umi. Umi Shalo Espal V'Vos Yishavos Ma'adav Holach Kol Yom Kulo. No, you know what happened there? Has to be.
Yeah, it's
Chafal from the base? Okay, very good. So it should be towards the end. The Giras here is, by the way, Kol Hayom Kulo. Only one day. Only on Sunday. Others have a Giras that Kol HaShabbos Kulo. Which means the whole week, but it doesn't mean the whole week. It means only until Tuesday. Okay. Post HaShabbos. Chami HaShabbos. He quotes him on Gittin. Daf Ayin Zayin. Okay. But the Rif's Giras is what? Kol Hayom Kulo. Ulefichach, I'm reading in the middle of the paragraph Umi. In our edition, it's paragraph Avol, towards the bottom of page Samach Gimel.